The Real Audio Show.
Kick ass.
From dubspace.net.
Hey, I'll blow your freaking head off.
Right now I'd like to show you one of my favorite cartoons. It's a sad, depressing story about a pathetic coyote who spends every waking moment of his life in the futile pursuit of a sadistic roadrunner who mocks him and laughs at him as he's repeatedly crushed and maimed. Hope you enjoy it!
Excuse this man for being late, sending in the RA show. Certain items had to be left out. Gavin, well, Shadow President is out of town this week and next week, so I'm taking over the RA show. We got for you this week a couple of questions, and Danny's going to show us how to be a hip cat. Sorry, no interviews for you this show, because I don't have any money to get the technology to record the interview, let alone the money to pay for the phone bill. Because, let's face it, I'm a college student and a very poor person. So if you want to send some donations to Knight's Can of Whoop Ass Foundation, and hopefully soon I will be able to raise enough funds to get some hardware for that.
Hey, Ruckus here. I just wanted to send a message out to all the subspace hockey players out there. You know, the lag is a big issue in there, but just grin and bear it and have some fun. I mean, that's what Hockey Zone's all about.
It's a nerdy kind of thing.
Gonjasaurus.
This is Ganjasaurus. Welcome to the P2 News. Let's start this week off with yet another correction. Prez, the name is Ganja, not Ganja. You obviously aren't listening to enough reggae. I highly recommend you get out some Peter Tosh and some Kind Bud and do a little bit of research. Moving on to the actual Power League news, this is the final week of team sign-up for Power League 2. Currently, we have 21 teams, which would give us two divisions. Several of last year's teams that we hope to see again, including Sea Queen, Top Corner, and VS Soccer, won't be participating this season. Many of their pilots are still interested in playing and are out there looking for new squads. I'm hoping that the resumption of Power League will reduce the trend of no-shows among several of the squads out there. Both of the PB Cup teams entered by All-Stars had trouble getting six people to show up for each game. And I know we weren't the only squad that had this problem. In most of the PB Cup games I saw, there were almost as many subs as there were actual squad members. I'm hoping this trend has been caused by summer vacation and the resumption of school, but only time will tell. Remember, opening weekend is only 13 days away, so start dusting off those mailing lists and getting your squads together. That's it for this week. Next week, we should have a rundown of the divisions and team assignments, as well as a look at the first week's schedule. See you next time. This is Ganjasaurus. Out, 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 out.
This is Vector Boy again, and I'm calling the melancholy, and I just have one thing to say.
Go f*** yourself, you son of a f***. I'll come right out of the booth and f***ing whack you, you f***ing f***. You f***ing hat on. I'll f***ing count and fist your f***ing head with a Louisville f***ing slugger. What do you think of that, ass f***? You f***ing bitch, f*** you. You forgot to pay the f***ing toll, you dirty whore. I'll f***ing drop you with a boot to your f***ing skull, you cum-guzzling queen. Die, you f***ing prick. I hope you choke on a f***ing bottle cap, you f***ing son of a f***. Eat f***. Eat my f***. Oh, have another one, you f***ing lutz. It's not my fault the bartender cut you off last night, you f***ing douchebag. You, you f***ing uppity f***. I'll f***ing f*** you and all your lesbian fish-eating friends in front of your f***ing mothers. You're gonna die, f***. I'm coming out of the booth.
Okay, so Melon, next time you get into a fight, just say that you're a girl, because you really do sound like it. And if you need a job in the gaming industry, you could easily contact me and I'll give you a job for doing the two voices of my female characters in a game called Dark Dwelling.
To me, 10 words can describe that whole thing. I'll let Beavis tell you what they are.
You know, we could, like, go to jail for this.
Mouse Park is back up with a new tile set and new bases. The Sniper and Ghost have worked hard to get it back up, and they did. League will be coming along soon, and along with other cool stuff, as soon as all the server stuff is taken care of. Some more news in subspace. The WSOL special event presents this Wednesday, September 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern Time with all the King's Men. Hey, that's right now. I hope it's going great. Anyways, Riff thinks these guys are turning into some subspace WWF faction with these announcements. But I'd say it's turning into some subspace WCW faction. If that's true, then go all out, baby.
Hey guys, Kill9mm here. Real quick, I'm just wondering if fast bombing should be allowed or not. A lot of you have kind of told me in public play that, you know, privately that I can't use it. And it is part of my playing style right now, and I just really need some clarification on it, whether it should actually be allowed. Go Team One!
I can't really answer that question right now. I'll get back to you next week, Kill9mm, about the question, but first things first, if you could, would you please rephrase the question? I pretty much couldn't get what you said.
Hey, yo, kids, this is Platinum Dragon, the killer of all the myriads of morons coming at you. To good, good, good Ganja, in naming all the old bets on God Balls, he forgot to mention his old friend, Alsar Dang. He's just changed his name to Platinum Dragon. That's me. And if I'm not an old hand at Powerball, I'm not sure who is. To clarify for all you people that really didn't give a damn, the fish in my pocket is not actually a trout. His name is Simon, and he's a very close friend of mine, so please, don't mess with him. And now a personal message to all you out there. If you find a CD case full of Bad Religion or any other good music, and it has a phone number in it you can call to return them, please call. Because if I found out who the hell broke all my CDs and scattered their remains to the seven seas, I'm going to call upon the power of Satan and pimp slap you so hard your inner child's going to be begging for mercy. On a happier note, hi, Strawberry. Thanks for the roses. You're the best dominatrix in all the world. Bates, I was never here.
Well, that's it for this week's SSNet show. I'm very sorry for not having the scores for the other leagues. Maybe I can scrape them up for the next show. That wraps up the rambling that Brewer should have provided. He does it better. So this is John Sulamiotis, a.k.a. A Shadow Knight, signing off, hoping that maybe next show will be better. See ya.